Listening to these delightful CDs of Leroy Anderson recordings made between 1952 and 1962, I've been trying to figure out what name to give the form of music he wrote. Mendelssohn wrote songs without words. Isn't that Anderson's musical genre? If Schubert wrote musical moments for the piano, could we call Anderson's 3-minute pieces symphonic miniatures? Is he not taken seriously because he was so popular, or because his pieces were so short, or because his primary outlet was the pops? Or was he just never ambitious enough? Anderson was a music major at Harvard in the late 20s. In 1936, he started writing for Arthur Fiedler and the Boston Pops. I have to confess, and this is a dangerous admission to make if you live in Boston, that I'm not a fan of the Pops. I hate the way good popular music is homogenized into phony, quasi-symphonic arrangements for which they were never intended. And Anderson wrote his share of these. But his original music for Pops was different, part of an authentic tradition of Americana, the band concert, one of the original ancestors of Pops. In the early 30s, Anderson had led the Harvard band, and his use of brass instruments descends directly from Herbert L. Clark and John Philip Sousa, as in his familiar Bugler's Holiday. Anderson used all sorts of popular forms, from waltzes to jazz. In 1951, Blue Tango became the first instrumental to reach number one on Your Hit Parade. He himself played piano and organ. He was a church organist, double bass, trombone, tuba, and accordion. He loved colorful instruments, like sleigh bells and penny whistle, and even added a few to the repertory, like sandpaper, an alarm clock, and a typewriter. Anderson's most ambitious undertaking was probably his Broadway show about silent movies called Goldilocks, with a book by Gene and Walter Kerr. It wasn't a hit, but it acquired a devoted posthumous following. Here's the opening of The Pyramid Dance, music for the making of a silent movie epic. This collection has its share of facile and sentimental numbers. Anderson's tunes never pierce the heart the way those of the great American songwriters can. But the ability to entertain, the talent to amuse, as Noel Coward once wrote about his own talent, shouldn't be too easily dismissed. His best numbers have a bright wit and charm. In their small way, they're memorable. Leroy Anderson reminds me of the ending of one of my favorite poems by William Carlos Williams, The Pink Locust. I am not, I know, in the galaxy of poets, a rose, but who among the rest will deny me my place?